listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. The entire mining supply chain could be affected if the federal government's same job, same pay policy is passed, according to the Minerals Council of Australia. The federal government is considering adjusting industrial relations laws, which could result in labour hire workers earning the same as full-time staff. CEO Tanya Constable says the policy's wording is too broad.
We need them to come to the table and explain exactly what they mean by same job, same pay, and work with us to make sure that it's not going to impact on business at a time that we need to see productivity and economic growth in this country.
Tributes are flowing in for a 13-year-old boy who died from burns after a house fire in Mount Tarcoola last week. He was one of four in the home at the time of the fire. Two others are in a critical condition, while the third has been released from hospital. Flowers have been laid at the front of the home. There'll be temporary outages for Telstra customers in Dongara this week. The company is upgrading the town's mobile base station to bring in 5G coverage. Works will finish up next Tuesday. Also making news, the incoming Premier Roger Cook has chosen his new cabinet. Deputy Premier Rita Saffiotti will become Treasurer and has gained the tourism portfolio. Bill Johnston has lost the corrective services portfolio to Police Minister Paul Papalia, and new Minister David Michael has received local government, ports and road safety. Roger Cook says they're ready to hit the ground running.
A team that has energy to deliver on our ambitious plan to ensure Western Australia continues to be the best place to live in our nation.
To local sport, a big round ahead in the NBL 1 West men's side this weekend for the Geraldton Buccaneers. They're up against the Joondalup Wolves on Saturday night at Active West Stadium. The Buccaneers are coming off a good run of form. They're currently sitting fourth on the ladder. Tip-off's at 7 o'clock.